95.3 The Range, Jack Ingram. I'm drinking through it. Well, we are going to be laughing through it this weekend as Craig Shoemaker is in town. And great to meet you, man.
Yeah, pleasure.
So
I've been riding around the Dallas area this morning in search of a road without an orange cone on it. I've had no luck.
No luck at all.
It's easier to get to Oz than get around here. Isn't it? Reflectors and barrels and cones. Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, welcome to Texas.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I was following you on Twitter yesterday. I noticed you were doing the hashtag baseball bands, and I was talking about this earlier this morning. You had some really good names for some of the bands. What? You had hashtag the Cleatles.
Oh, right, the baseball one. I do so many of them. That's right, they do that. Yeah. What other ones did I do?
You did Philly Collins.
Philly Collins.
And my favorite, though, was Earn Run Average White Band.
There you go. Yeah,
everybody forgets about the Average White
you
Band.
You know what makes me mad is I don't get retweeted enough because you have to play the game with other people.
Right.
And you also can't be selfish like me. You have to retweet them.
Right.
But they have like gangs and they keep retweeting each other.
So
I'm the love master on Twitter, by the way.
You are the love master on Twitter, you know, because of the whole love master bit.
Oh, yeah. That's right, ladies.
It's a little creepy with just you in the room right now.
It is a little creepy with just me in the room, and plus being on a country station, a little bit more family-friendly than the love master.
He's family-friendly. He's all about the love, right?
Yeah, he's about the family, all right.
Yeah, people need to have more love and laughter in their life. Yeah. That's my whole hashtag is laugh out love.
Yeah, your latest book is called Love Mastery.
That's right, and that's a healing book. It's a digital journey to love and happiness. It's love mastered.
Yeah,
because I really did master it. I it took me a while. I'm happily married now. I'm also divorced from someone else.
Right,
and all my shows at the Addison Improv, by the way, this weekend are benefit shows, and all proceeds go to my ex-wife. I just want to let you know that your cover goes to her Botox and Pilates class. I'm not bitter.
Not bitter at all, right?
I'm not bitter at all. I'm happily married now. And that's the book was a really strange thing. Is a fan reached out to me on Facebook on a private message. I hardly know her.
Yeah.
She said, I thought you'd want to know Matt and I are divorcing after 30 years of marriage. And something inside of me, you know, I actually see clients and stuff. I have my doctorate.
Yeah.
And something inside of me said, share your story with her. And that's the book is our story back and forth.
Wow.
She's 3,000 miles away. And we have all these discoveries, and it's about taking the high road, and also very difficult times I went through in my divorce that were not funny,
right.
But they went in the book, you know. So everybody, Whoopi digs the book, and Dr. Drew, and they're on the cover, and
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I don't want to spoil the ending in case anybody gets it at CraigShoemaker.com or Amazon. But I ended up her fixing her up with someone I went to kindergarten with in Philadelphia,
really,
who was also in an abusive marriage. And now they're madly in love for the first time in their lives.
That's fantastic.
Over 50 years old, and they never thought it would happen for either one of them. So
I fixed them up. Had you met her before you started writing with her?
I met her backstage a few times, and I could tell from her Facebook post, I could really see it was somebody I really dig. And, you know, and it was just, it was a beautiful love story because I actually really love her. I mean, and she loves me, but not in that way.
Right.
And I was able to share a lot of wisdom with her and what I've been through And now, I mean, I'm so in love with my wife. She's very different. She's very new agey.
Right.
She actually says to me, do you know it's spiritual to fart? I go, oh, really? You just married the Dalai Lama, honey. Get under the covers, I'll give you a Dutch oven. You'll be praying all right. She gets turned on if I compost. I've never been with anybody like that. They always want diamonds. They always say diamonds are forever. So is bad credit, ladies.
Amen. Right. You are at the Addison Improv tonight, and you're going to be doing Friday and Saturday shows as well.
I'm not doing Sunday because I'm going to go to the Cowboys game. I've never been to that stadium.
That is a gorgeous stadium.
They're playing my Eagles. I have to admit, I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, well
if you couldn't tell from my accent. People make fun of my accent in Texas, by the way.
Well, we're going to destroy you.
I played in a golf tournament, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm here for the tournament. And I went, the what? I said, the tournament. I mean, how do you say it?
I say tournament.
Yeah, everybody says tournament. It's not tournament. It's tournament. Springsteen doesn't go on tour. He goes on tour. Nement. Come on, dudes. We're going on tour. One, two, three, fur. I think Philly's right on this one. Now, you talk about accent differences. It's a true story. I was playing in Austin, Texas in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful golf course. And I lost my little pencil. And the guy goes, that's all right. I got a pen in my bag. I go, a pen? What are you going to do, scratch your scores and fill in the ink later? A pen. And he goes, no, man. I said, you mean a pen? And pen. He laughed. He imitates me. He goes, no, man, it's not a pen. It's a pen. I said, how do you say the woman's name? P-E-G. What do you call her, pig? He says, it depends what she looks like. That's one of your own right there, baby. And then I said, man. And I call him pecan. I say pecan pie. Yeah. He goes, a pecan? He goes, that's something grandpa goes into when he can't make it to the toilet. He goes in the pecan.
Yeah.
People do make fun of me, and they should. Yeah. Philadelphia has the worst accent ever.
Well, and you guys have handed it to us the first three games that we've played at the new stadium.
I heard that.
I've seen that. But we've got a guy now, you know, who's really doing amazing things.
I think you're going to wipe us up.
Dak Prescott is just doing
great. Not only
great,
that,
man.
You have a great line. Yeah. I've always said this. You have to have a good line, and that's the whole key to football.
Yeah.
And that's why you won in the 90s. That was an amazing line, and now you're going to win again.
I hope so. I hope you're right. From your lips to God's ears.
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm betting heavy on the Cowboys. I am.
That way the Eagles win, right?
That way I have a win either way.
Right.
Okay? So I'll pay a couple $100 for the loss. I'll earn a couple hundred. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the way I think about it.
All right.
But my friend plays for the Eagles, too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. You're from the guy.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, America's Got Talent. Yeah.
I mentor him, John Dorenboss, and he opens for me on the road and on the off season. Obviously not now.
Yeah, it's the magic of laughter.
Yes.
And you guys.
Oh, you knew about that. Yeah,
I do my research.
We just started this.
I do my research.
He's part of Laughter Heals. We have a foundation called Laughter Heals. We go to hospitals, aftercare facilities, and we help people laugh. We add laughter to their healing modality. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it was inspired by one of my best friends. He directed the Love Master movie, and he wrote Cool Runnings, Little Giants, great comedy guy. And we used to bond by laughter, like everyone does.
Right.
As a matter of fact, his child was born, conceived with him doing the Love Master.
Really?
Because it loosens things up. It's like a fertility clinic. By the way, if you're coming to see me in Addison, you know, you better be prepared.
I set her up, you knock her down, baby.
So, really, it happens. All these people told me that. I said, we couldn't have children, and then we laughed, and it loosens things up or whatever. Right. So baby Kayla was born, but then a year and a half after that, he got brain cancer, and they said, you have 3 months to live.
Oh, wow.
And that's when we formed Laughter Heals, and we really integrate laughter into people's lives, and we tell them to not watch the news, watch more comedies and things like that. So it's a whole program that we take people through. And he lived 15 years past that prognosis.
Wow.
And I made him laugh on his deathbed, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was in a coma. He came out of a coma. It was awesome.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we just kept him going, man. Yeah. He laughed. As a matter of fact, one time he left Philadelphia. You know, they're the worst fans ever.
Right.
And then we're at a game, and he stands up, and he's having a seizure. And the guy goes, down in front, with that horrible accent, down in front. And we whisper back to the guy, he's having a seizure, he has cancer. He goes, I don't care if he has cancer, I can't see. But we laughed about it. You know, you have to laugh at tragedy, and, you know, it really helps you get through it, shifts your consciousness, and oxygenates your body, healing endorphins are released, and stress is relieved. We have a lot of stress going on in our society right now.
Yeah.
Need to laugh more.
Absolutely.
But listen, even if you don't see me at the Improv this weekend, Addison, go to see another comedian. Just go see comedy as much as you possibly can. If it's the best medicine, then go open up and say ha ha.
And it is. It is the best medicine. And you can go to laughterhills.org.
Yeah, we're making a documentary now. 7 patients with various illnesses. We're still casting them.
Yeah.
And we're going to take them through depression and all sorts of autoimmune disorders. And we're taking them through laughter programs and monitoring the results. Never been done in film history.
Wow.
And we're going to show what it does.
Show the healing power of laughter.
Exactly right. And I so believe in it. And that's why I retired from stand-up, and I'm actually back because I really want to carry this message.
Well, we want people to see you, go out, see you, and hear the message, and also have some laughs and maybe heal themselves. Tonight, 8 o'clock, 8 and 10:30. Tomorrow, Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Then Sunday, maybe they'll see you tailgating somewhere at the Cowboys game.
No, I'm not going to do that in my Eagles jersey. There's no shot that's happening.
Wouldn't survive that.
I heard they're very nice, though.
Yeah, they are.
I'm looking forward to it.
If you can afford the $80 for the parking lot, yeah.
Does it help that my jersey is DeMarco Murray of the Eagles?
Yeah, that may help you just little bit.
It says Murray on the back. So it's kind of like I have, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, Craig Shoemaker, pleasure to get to meet you.
Thank you.
Go check him out at the Addison Improv. Let's do some Jason Edia, 95.3 The Range.